Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story here from thehill.com. Tip screens are everywhere now, and many consumers say they are now officially and finally fed up. According to a new Bankrate survey, 41% of Americans say tipping culture has gotten out of control, up 6 percentage points from last year. Among Gen Xers and baby boomers, it rises to 45%. Quoting here from Bankrate industry analyst Ted Rossman, the high cost of living is a headwind, and many people resent all of the tip creep that has occurred in recent years. Pre-enter tip screens have become a particular pain point, with nearly 2 in 5 respondents saying, it's annoying, we're done. That negativity coincides with a rise in digital tipping tech, now appearing everywhere from takeout counters to coffee shops. Even self-checkout machines at the airport are asking for tips. And Sam, did you not tell me that at Arrowhead, when you go through the self-checkout, it asks if you want a tip?
Yes, and if the game is currently happening and you run out to grab a bottle of water, two bottles of water and two hot chocolates to be exact, it was cold outside, and you hear the crowd cheer, you will panic and hit the 10% option, and then you just tipped no one like $7 and you pay $52 for two bottles of water and two hot chocolates, and no, I'm not still bitter about it.
It's just gonna ask you a little question there on the next screen.
I got that. So the other day, I go out to have coffee with a coworker, and we go to the Starbucks just down the street. And I ordered an iced tea, a small iced tea. That's all I wanted. We were just going to visit. And he got his order and everything, but he got there before me. And the young man, he was very kind, very polite. I don't want to take anything. I'm not a Starbucks person. I think it's like the giant conglomerate, you know, I'd rather go to a mom and pop coffee shop, but
he, I don't really like the coffee.
Yeah. He and that's why I didn't order it. And that's why I ordered the iced tea.
They burn all the flavor out of
it. They really do.
It's true.
It's over roasted.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Starbucks, but whatever. That's where he wanted to meet. So we met, and the guy, I'm literally ordered a $4 iced tea, $4. Where am I at? Kauffman Stadium. And he turns the screen around and he goes, just going to ask you a little question. Well, I know what the question's going to be. So I grabbed 2 quarters out of my wallet and just threw it in the jar and proudly hit 0. And I don't know why it felt so good to hit 0, even though I tipped him 50 cents.
I mean, I feel no shame. People talk about like the guilt, the tip shaming, where you have to go through and click other and then hit 0 3 times and then hit enter. I feel no shame. I will do it with a smile on my face. Did you do anything for me? Oh, you handed me food through a drive-thru window. Thank you.
So during COVID at the Detroit airport at one end where all the food is, there's a little player piano there playing songs with nobody sitting at it. It had a tip jar.
It was automated.
It was automated. Yeah, it had the little player, you know, so the little keys are moving like there's an invisible person playing. But
so
it's just
like, it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but it's playing the piano, and there was a tip jar there.
Did anybody
tip? There were dollar bills in the tip jar.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
Certainly appropriate times to tip. Obviously, we just moved. I tipped the movers very handsomely. It was pouring rain outside, and we had them move some very heavy items. But when I go to a drive-thru and you are forcing that little screen at my face saying, would you like to tip? No. Are they not paying you enough? But if you go out to eat at a nice restaurant, I'm an aggressive tipper. I tip too much when I go and sit down at a restaurant and they tip me well. Even if my service is terrible, I don't give anything below 10% because I know that that person needs to go home and eat. And they don't need to be punished. Maybe there were some factors that were out of their control that made my service terrible. I don't know.
I was just going to say, they don't control how quickly you get your food.
Right.
They don't control how quickly you get your drink. All they're tasked with doing is getting it to you when it's ready. And I'm with you, Sam. I agree with you on that. Although I won't tip below 15 because it's not their fault if my food comes out a little later than I thought. But they are, you know, they're the public face of the restaurant.
They're providing an experience in addition to the product.
Right. But and also, and this, I think this is important. I don't know what kind of day they've had. You know, did they find out that morning that their dad had cancer? Did they find out that morning that they do?
Well, there is only one time that I remember specifically that we only tipped 10%. It was a very nice restaurant that we went to. We racked up a $350 tab. We were there for 2.5 hours. We saw our waiter twice to get water refills and to get drinks. I got up from my table and walked over to the manager who was standing by the front desk and said, hey, I don't know where our guy went. We still tipped him 10%.
Yeah.
There is, and I don't know when it started. It was probably during COVID when pianos play themselves and apparently you have to tip them. Why not? I don't know where this crazy tip culture started. But there's always been a handful of industries where you're like, yeah, of course I'm going to tip. Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Hairstylist? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course.
I do.
Movers, if you want a good move, you better tip them. Why am I drawing a blank now?
Do you tip before the move or after the move?
Okay, so that's a great question because I used to be a professional mover.
You did?
That's how I worked my way through college.
Renaissance man.
I also had a CDL. I drove trucks.
He was a furniture humper.
I mean, I wasn't flying F-15s or whatever.
So was my
old
cat.
Stop, boys. Let's pull back.
I was talking about moving.
So in the moving lexicon, when you move a couch, for example, into a house, you're humping the couch. Okay.
I got it.
It's called humping
let's
furniture.
Please say not hump. Let's not hump any more furniture.
Okay, so anyway, do you tip before or do you tip after?
What I do when on my last move 4 years ago, I made sure that when they came to the house in the morning, I was ready with an 8-pack of cold Gatorade or soda, whatever they wanted. Then I let them know that they would be getting lunch on me, and that if I was satisfied with the move, there would be tips around. That's how you, quote, ensure a good move.
So I didn't have any cash when our guys showed up, and I mentioned the other day they only had 6 items to move, so there was no time for lunch. It was a 30-minute ordeal. But I did say to them before they started, you guys prefer cash or just directly through the payment system?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If you hump for Scott, he will buy you lunch.
If you hump my furniture, I will buy you lunch, and I'll tip you well. Now, I remember when I was a mover in college, worked for Century Van Lines in Leavenworth, and we only did military, either, you know, coming from Name Your Base, or more often than not, it was officers coming to Fort Leavenworth to be students at the college, right? And I remember there was this one full bird colonel, and he had bought a house in, I think it was Lansing, and he came from overseas in Germany, and so we had overseas crates, which are different than your regular moving truck. And we opened up this one overseas crate, And I was the crew chief on this move, which meant I was the one who had all the communication with what we call the shipper. That's the colonel. He's the shipper. And so we open up this crate, and I pull out his what looked like a very expensive china cabinet. And there is a saw through the back.
Ooh.
And but enough where it destroyed the china cabinet. It was no longer of use. Mm. They made sure the saw was attached to the back, but it went through the top and down through the midsection of the china cabinet.
Is this like vandalism?
I guess you could call it that.
Wow.
And it said on the back in big giant Sharpie, "No beer, no good move." Because in Germany, when we moved back, the one thing my parents did, they were so smart, was they bought a case of beer for the Germans to drink while they were loading up all of our furniture. Wow. We had a perfect move. Everybody knows that over there.
Wow.
When you're getting sent back to the States, you get them a case of beer and you'll have a good move. But it just said on the back, "No beer, no good move." And I was the one who had to go tell him.
So I do that. I leave a case of beer for the garbage truck guys.
Really?
When they come, if I got a lot of stuff that
so they get all hammered for the rest of their route.
Well, I don't think they drink it there, but I leave it there with a sticky note on it says, "Thank you for picking up all my stuff."
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.